During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she was a kid sharing a bed with her sister when she felt someone brushing against her hands in the dark. Problem was, it wasn't her sister.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey there, thank you for listening. Share your ghost stories with us. I mean, why not? Leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. If you would just want to write it down, go to realghoststoriesonline.com and subscribe. Be a premium subscriber. Get advanced episodes, access to the archive, and no commercials. You can do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes, and I am here to tell you that Kathy Gordon has already gotten creeped out just by the hands getting touched at night while you're in bed.
Well, you can't do that, but I also get really creeped out by the thought of sharing a bed with my sister, Cheryl. Because whenever you said you got to share a bed with your sister, that's what immediately comes to my mind. Because my sister, Cheryl, when we were growing up, slept like she was going around in circles. Like,
well, yeah,
her head would end up at the bottom and she'd kick constantly all night long.
Your son Colby got me one night. They were just kids. I think Colby was about 4 and he would do that too. He'd end up going the wrong direction in the bed.
Oh, yeah.
And one night I was babysitting. You and your husband were on vacation. And so it's me and the kids. And I am sound asleep. I think it was in your waterbed. And I was sound asleep, and Colby kicked me in the head so hard.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. And it's that weird, you wake up, and I'm not sure where I am. I'm
exactly
not in my bed, and this is a waterbed. Whose waterbed am I in?
And you're dazed, and
then I look over,
and
I see this
on.
Adorable child, and I'm like, okay, I can't be mad.
Yeah,
that creeps me out about this story is the getting your hands touched at night, which is a thing that I can't have my hands over the edge of the bed. I can't even have my feet out of the covers.
No. And I even have a hard time having my hands out of the covers. I mean, I'm very conscious of my hands being covered up, too.
Because like last night, at one point, I sort of like, you know, sort of on your stomach, sort of on your side, but you're laying on your arm and your arm's out. I couldn't do it. I realized I had stretched. I'm like, I can't leave my hand
You think, wow, that feels good.
Something could touch my hand.
Exactly.
And I am old and nothing has touched my hand yet. I don't know why I still think something will. You think after a certain amount of time, you'd be like, you know, nothing has ever touched my hand hanging out over the side of my bed. But I'm like, but it could.
I can't.
And my feet being out of the covers, like even if it's really hot in the summer and I'm like, or, you know, a woman of a certain age, you wake up at night and you're just sweating and you throw off all the covers except for the ones on your feet because I can't leave them uncovered.
I can't.
It's weird. Is it just us or some other people like that?
I can't do it. Like, if I have to throw off the covers, I'm going to be wide awake until I cool down and put them back on. Then I can go back to sleep. But there's no way I'm going to be sleeping, you know.
Yeah, I'm better off just sticking my head, get up and sticking my head in the freezer for a few minutes and go back to bed. It's like, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Give me some cold air. But I don't know what it is about the hand thing. And I know it started when we were kids living in the house. I get that. But nothing ever touched my hand there that I remember anyway.
I have had something, you know, move the hair out of my off of my forehead.
But you can't put your head under the covers. You know,
no, it's like, see, that's a problem. But I have had something touch me. I mean, I have had that happen.
So I don't know what it is, but I just... So this is a little story about something touching the hand. So this story says, I heard this story from my mom years ago. Whatever reason, it's always stuck with me. It's not one of those really long, detailed stories, and she never told it like it was some huge dramatic thing. It would just come up every once in a while, usually when we were talking about something kind of weird or unexplained or paranormal. And she'd mention it like it was just something that happened and she never figured it out. The older I've gotten, the more it's kind of bothered me, mostly because of how simple it is and how hard it is to explain at the same time. She said this happened when she was really little, around 5 years old. At the time, she was staying with family for a while and she and her older sister were sleeping in the spare bedroom. From the way she described it, it wasn't a room anyone really used unless someone was visiting. It had older furniture in it, big heavy bed frame. She said it felt different from the rest of the house. Not like something was wrong, it just felt off. She used to say it was colder in there, even in the middle of summer, and it had that kind of stale smell to it, like the windows didn't get open very often or something like that. It wasn't enough to scare her right away, but enough that she didn't like being in there, especially at night. But she was a kid, so it wasn't like she had much of a say in where she slept. One night, she and her sister got into bed like normal. I guess her sister fell asleep pretty quickly, but my mom was still awake, just laying there trying to get comfortable. She told me she always had this habit when she was little, where she would sleep with her arms up above her head, kind of bent at the elbows with her hands resting together near the top of the pillow. She said she didn't even think about doing it. It was just how she always ended up sleeping. So she's laying there like that, not fully asleep yet, kind of in that half awake state. And that's when she felt something touch her fingers. At first, she didn't react. She said it didn't feel like something grabbing her or anything like that. It was lighter, more like someone brushing their fingertips against hers. She described it as quick, almost like a little back and forth motion, not a single touch. And her first thought, it was her sister. That was really the only thing that made sense to her. They were in the same bed, so she figured maybe her sister had rolled over in her sleep and her hand ended up near hers. But then she said it kept going. Not for a long time, but long enough that it stopped feeling like an accident. It wasn't just a bump or her hand brushing against something. It was the same small movement over and over for a few seconds. And then she started to feel really off. She said she pulled her hands back right away. She didn't even think about it, just instinct. Brought them down to her chest, kind of turned toward her sister to see what she was doing, but her sister was fast asleep. She was facing the other direction, not moving, not even close to where my mom's hands had been. There really wasn't any way she could have been reaching over without it being obvious. My mom said she just kind of froze for a minute trying to figure out what happened. She didn't say anything, didn't try to wake her sister up. She just laid there, probably hoping she was wrong about it somehow. After a minute or two, she pulled the covers up over herself and stayed like that. Nothing else happened the rest of the night. But the next night is what really stuck with her. She told me she didn't want to go back into that room again, but she was a kid, so that really wasn't up to her. They went to bed. This time she made a point to keep her hands down instead of above her head. She said she was very aware of it, like she did not want to give anything the chance to do that again. Just laying there trying to fall asleep, but kind of also paying attention at the same time. Then she felt it again. The only difference was her hands weren't up by her head this time. They were down closer to her body, which meant whatever touched her had moved to where her hands were. She pulled her hands back again right away, same reaction as the night before, turned to look at her sister. The exact same thing. Her sister was asleep in the same position, not moving, and not next to her. She said she got really scared, not screaming or anything like that, just that kind of quiet panic where you don't want to move because you don't know what's there. She pulled the covers over herself again and just stayed like that until she eventually fell asleep. After that, she said she never put her hands up like that again, not in that room, and honestly, I don't think she ever went back to sleeping like that again. As far as I know, nothing like that ever happened to her again either. What always stuck with me wasn't just that it happened, but how specific it was. It wasn't something she thought she saw or a noise she heard from another room. It was something actually touching her more than once and in a way that didn't really make sense. And the fact that it happened again when she changed where her hands were is the part that always makes me stop and think about it. She never tried to explain it or turn it into anything bigger than it was. It was just something that happened and she left it at that. Anyway, I just wanted to share that. I've been listening for a while now and hearing other people's stories reminded me of it again. Love the show. You guys do a great job. Not sure who sent that in. So maybe she was just having some weird sensation in her fingers.
All right. So they're in somebody else's. Well, whose house?
It says they were staying with family for a while. It doesn't say who. It could have been grandma, aunt, uncle.
Okay. So that makes sense. And it just happened these two nights, even though they were staying there for a while. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I'm taking from this. Which, that is, to me, kind of interesting that there wouldn't be more happening, even if it wasn't the touching thing, that you wouldn't maybe see some shadow figure or hear something, or that there would be things. Now, she does say it was cold. There were some things to this room, old, musty smelling, kind of big, oversized old furniture and stuff like that. Do you suppose that they were able to worm their way out of staying more in that room?
I don't know.
It just feels like more things might have happened. Now, with that said, maybe she fell asleep and things were happening. She just didn't hear them or remember.
Mm-hmm.
You know. That touching thing is so personal, though.
Well, and it's a very distinct feeling because, like, if I was sleeping like that with my... Mm-hmm. You know, or just starting to fall asleep and you would feel something like that, you would jerk so fast, like, mm-hmm. What was that?
Yeah. Wow. I definitely think something happened to her. It's just too specific, like the writer said, her daughter, or I think it's a daughter, said this, that it's just such a specific thing. And I think that's one of the things that jumps out at me on a lot of our stories is people have very specific memories of how something went. And they remember what it felt like, looked like, what people were wearing, what was the weather, whatever. They kind of have the whole thing encapsulated. And so I know I would have done the same thing as a child. I would have, you know, fallen asleep, had that happen, and then the next night thought, no way am I putting my arms up tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I would have done the exact same thing. So I think something happened to her, and we don't know who exactly the family members were that they were staying with, but I think probably there were other things that were happening in this house, too. The kids just didn't know.
Well, and she was so young, like 5 years old. That would have been mm-hmm. so above anything they would have mentioned to her.
Well, and nobody would have. Yeah, nobody
and
would have said
it
anything.
It feels like, in a creepy way, one of those things like, you know, the hair moving out of your face. Like, oh, look at her cute little fingers. And you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, look at them cute little toes, and you can't help but just go grab one. And so maybe ghosts are still like that. You know, maybe it's like, oh, them cute little fingers. I got to touch them.
When it happened to me and my hair got brushed away, it felt like a very loving gesture. Like somebody did it because they wanted to see my face.
And I think when you're 5 years old, you wouldn't even, you would just react. And I think even if I felt somebody move my hair, I would react in the same way. I would just jump. I don't think it would have time to feel maternal,
you know what I did, or loving. Though? I just immediately opened my eyes, but didn't move. And then I just laid there for a minute, and the dogs reacted too. I had two small dogs laying at the foot of my bed.
I don't know if I could have opened my eyes.
And I just did it. Like, somebody touched me. You know, I opened my eyes. And the dogs both sat up and were doing the, like, with their heads kind of back and forth, like looking for, you know, everybody felt something happened right there. It was very strange, but I just had to lay there like completely silent. And then, you know, finally I got my nerve up and sat up and looked around. Nothing. I can see no reason for it. And so I think, I definitely think so. But that is a very odd feeling. And it's so, you know, it's so personal to have your space kind of violated like that. It's a very strange feeling for somebody to touch you when you don't expect it.
Yeah, I don't like it. But it stuck with the mom all these years later.
Oh, my, yeah.
Well, let's go to this phone call.
This is Ryan from Pennsylvania. The story is from my childhood. I guess I was probably about 12 or 13 years old, and I was over at my cousin Steve's house. He was about a year younger than me. We've always been pretty close growing up. Always done a lot of things together, camping, hiking, fishing, hunting. At the time, we were alone together at my aunt and uncle's house, his parents' house, and we were in his basement. In his basement, there were sort of like a range, a big foam block for us to shoot the bow and arrow, and not the safest environment, of course, but they were just dull-ended or dull-tipped bows and arrows. We were only supposed to be down there doing it under the supervision of my uncle, but needless to say, we kind of went down there on our own one day. It was during the summer. Anyway, we're down there, and we're in between shooting rounds, bow and arrow, and we're kind of just looking at the foam block that we're shooting into and seeing how well we did, if we were on target or not. And everything's pretty quiet. We hear the front door upstairs open, and we kind of freeze. Sort of like a deer in headlights, because we know we're not supposed to be down there doing that. And we hear the front door open, and then after that, we hear the main door to the house open up, sort of like a front room that you have to come through. Well, we hear footsteps, what should be my Uncle Steve, coming through the front room and then coming into the living room of the house. And as that second door opens up and he enters into the house itself, we hear my cousin's 6-year-old black lab get up, and we can hear her dog tags on her collar moving around too as she gets up. And we can hear what sounded like our Uncle Steve say, "Hello, Samantha," what sounded like him reaching down to pet the dog. We heard the dog tags moving around. We heard footsteps even more as he got further in the living room. We heard the dog walking with him, and then it stopped. The dog stopped moving as well. So we kind of stood there for a moment, just waiting for the basement door to open up and Steve to come, or my Uncle Steve and my cousin's father to come walking down, catching us red-handed with, you know, the bow and arrow, and thinking that we're caught. But nothing happens. A couple more moments go by, we wait a minute or two, and we call upstairs to our Uncle Steve, and no answer. So we're thinking, what's going on? Where did he go? You know, he should have answered us. There's no way he couldn't have heard us if he was in the house. And put the bow back, we go upstairs into the living room and there's nobody there. And the black lab dog was laying up against the front door. She was expecting someone to come in. We checked all throughout the house. We went to the kitchen, into the front room. Nobody. Went upstairs, called for them. Nobody was there. We even went up into the third floor, into the attic, and nobody was there again. We kind of got pretty creeped out by this at this point. Called my Uncle Steve up, and he answered. And we asked him, you know, did you just come into the house? Are you home? And he said, no, I've been at work since 8 a.m., and he worked 45 minutes away from where we were at the house. Now we're pretty freaked out and no idea who could have came into the house because we had both doors locked. Again, we know that someone had to have come in because we both heard the footsteps, and my cousin called out to his dad when we heard it. Like I said, nobody was there. That's my story. Thanks for listening.
So maybe it was just some sort of entity / ghost trying to scare them because they were in the basement doing something they shouldn't have been doing. So it presents as dad. And maybe, like, you know how you were talking before about how, you know, something distracted you and kept you from getting hurt, like kept you... Maybe mm-hmm. if it had been a second or two later, you would have stepped off the curb in front of that car that, you know, there's all mm-hmm. those things. I wonder if they were doing something they shouldn't have been doing, which makes me think the parents wanted to be home if they were going to do that because it was kind of dangerous.
Well, that's what I assume, that they were like,
yeah.
You know, this is off limits. It's kind of funny just to begin with that they were shooting bows and arrows downstairs, because that seems like maybe not the best idea at all anyway. But to have this set up, have the kids there, it's just be like candy, dangling a candy bar in front of them. Of course, right. They're going to go run down there and do it. So I'm assuming the parents knew that they shouldn't really be doing it. Now, could it be some sort of entity that got them scared enough that they quit doing it or whatever? That's possible. If we want to look at a possibility that's more real, what if the dad said to a friend, you know, he's got a key, you know, the key is under the rock in the front yard. Just go ahead and let yourself in and get the check off the table. You know, somebody did some work for him or something. And then the person walked in, knew the dog because they'd been there working or whatever, or it was a close friend of the family's or something. Come in and get the whatever and you could take it or whatever. I don't know. And they came in, got whatever they wanted to do and then left.
Man, you just blew this guy's ghost story that he's been sharing with people for years.
Well, no, I'm just throwing that out as a possibility, right? Because they would just come in so far, get what they wanted, and then get out. The dog went right back to laying where he was in front of the door.
I mean, that could be.
We have had other stories, too, where people say, I heard them come in. I heard their voice. It was my dad. It wasn't just some worker guy. It was my father. I heard it, you know, and they may be able to be that specific. Ryan might be able to say, no, it was my uncle. It was totally my uncle that did it, you know, that said it because we heard him. So that's a possibility. But I'm just throwing out this alternative that maybe, you know, maybe they had somebody that was coming to the house to pick something up and the dad just said,
well, then I'm giving him the other option. Like, I think it could have been some kind of maternal ghost that came mm-hmm. in to scare the shit out of those two kids so they would quit doing what they were doing, and they did, and it worked. Mm-hmm. And it was a
lesson. I think that's possible, too. I'm not saying that it wasn't.
Because then right? He still has his ghost story.
Yeah, no. He can have his ghost story because he knows much better than I know whether he can poke holes in my story, right? If he was here, Ryan could say, no, that's wrong because blah, 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 blah. There wasn't a key. There wasn't a this or that. I don't know. You know, they could say, you know, I actually heard him. So I'm just throwing out this option. But I totally think it could be the other one, too, because we have had numerous ghost stories of where they heard somebody walk in. And I've often said, is there some sort of weird time lapse where the person, you hear what's going to happen? You know what I mean?
You hear what's going to happen?
What is going to happen? They are going to come home. This is, you know, there's this weird time thing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? This Twilight Zone business where
and, well,
you
hear we just
something
had one
that hasn't happened yet.
We just had one the other day where the guy comes in through the garage, throws his keys on the counter. I don't remember if he said something to his wife then or if it was later, but he did all the stuff. And we've heard other stories. Like there was one where the woman came in, took her shoes off or whatever, you know, just like she always does. And then they're not there. So it's some weird mimic thing.
Mimic thing, or is it that we are hearing something in advance? Some strange time, odd translation or something. I don't know, but I think, you know, this is what's going to happen. It just hasn't happened yet. You're just hearing it in advance somehow.
Yeah.
So there's options.
Okay. So when it,
we've got the Twilight Zone dimension, time dimension, we've got the paranormal, you shouldn't be doing this kind of your mom ghost. And then we've got Roy, the construction worker, electrician who was coming in to pick up his check.
Let's not name him Roy because nobody's named Roy anymore.
Oh, well. Well, what do you want his name to be?
I think Scott.
Eric.
Okay. Eric's good.
Eric. Eric, the electrician, came in to pick up his check. He'd been working at the house, so he knew the dog was named Samantha.
Because that's okay. Roy is one of those names that, like, has anybody named their kid Roy in like the last 5 years? Because there was
my
a
grandpa's
story.
Name was Roy.
Yeah. Well, there was a story because our brother's name is Gary. And there was a story a couple years ago that nobody named their son Gary that year. Like, there was no births in the U.S. where there was a newborn boy named Gary. I have to think that's Roy. Like, was there
any? Yeah, well, all right. You're right about that. Okay.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. We want to call it. We want to call it. We want to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com and become a premium subscriber if you want. You can do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. You get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. You can do that if you want. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.